Okay, Nita, we're ready for you, please.
Thank you, Daryl. I think I want to start out by mentioning this situation with Trump and the what are they having?
Debate?
Yeah, the debate that is starting tonight. I didn't realize when we put today's prayer points in order that we didn't include that. So I want to spend a few minutes, in a few minutes, praying for this debate. We remember that the Democratic Party is America's true Communist Party. They have a goal to have America really become the bedrock of the communist movement across the world. Now, those who are a part of this movement, they call it the New World Order, and those that are part of this movement have been working feverishly for decades to bring this whole thing into conclusion at the early part of 2020, I think it was. And here we are already up to 2024, and it still has not been realized. Even though logistically, it seems, I mean, if you were to look at the books, it would seem like they have conquered. But it's all paperwork, and it means very little when you're trying to run a nation by its dictates, that is the dictates of the New World Order, when that nation really is not submitted to it. And the thing that they do realize, they do understand, don't think they don't, God is greater than what they're doing. I'm sure they don't really realize why they've been able to get as far as they've been able to get, because they do know that God can conquer them. Those right up at the head, the Rothschilds and all of that ilk, know that God is going to begin to impede this movement. And in fact, he has been doing it since 2020. So, knowing that, they have put together all their plans to kind of serpentine around the hindrances that we try to put up against what they're doing. So it's caused them to move a little slower than they would like to move. But they don't want to do this through war, not here, that is. They would rather tackle it through IA, through the technical networks that they've put up around the globe. They'd rather do it through poisoning the water and killing the crops and killing the beautiful green trees, green grass, everything that's alive around humanity. Make life so miserable for us that we'll just bow down and be so happy that they have decided to rule over us and accept us poor little peons. That's what they're hoping. That probably is the biggest illusion that they're holding. They would only have to go one step further to realize how absolutely idiotic are their thoughts. America is not going to sit still and be taken down. it just isn't. God has put something in the backbone of this country man could not do. He has done it. And he has done it because he created America for a very special reason. And God's reasoning is far exceeds the reasoning of man. Even Christians who really love the Lord, if they knew how serious it was on the other side of this mountain, would be so terrified that, you know, their shoes would flip off their feet, I guess. But God sees this as a small thing. I remember when he showed me several years ago the mountain of truth. And when I was standing and ministering in NOLA and saw this incredible mountain of truth, I was undone. It looked like the biggest mountain I've ever seen in my life. And way down at the bottom of the mountain of truth were the people, the elite from the nations of the world. They looked like little tiny ants compared to that mountain of truth. And they've got their pickaxes and everything else you can imagine in their hands, trying to pick away at this mountain and bring it down. And the Lord was just in, hysterics. It was so fundamentally hysterical to him that man really was that arrogant. Of course, he's God. He knows everything. But seeing is believing, right? And so no matter what they're doing, the mountain stands. And we are here right now in the middle of the world trying to overtake America. Now, you can complain about America. Christians do, non-Christians do, the nations do, Americans do. You can complain about America, but try going someplace else to live. A place like China, a place like the communist countries down in South America. Go to places where they claim to be democracies, but they're far from the very idea and concept of a democracy. You can go to just about any country in the world, and I have, those of you who have followed this ministry for years, you know that I've been over most of the world anyway, and I always come home and just want to get on my knees and kiss the dirt of the ground I stand on. Because despite the failures, despite the things that God needs to take care of in this country, there is no country, at least up until this time in history, that can compare to any nation on the face of the earth. And I know this country pretty well because we've been running this little task force, you might call us, for decades. And our job has been to save America from the elite. That's our call, to save America from ruin, to save America from being taken down and destroyed by people with no heart, no understanding of the mind of God, and the many other things I could say. God loves America because God has put a certain goodness here that other nations have already destroyed in their neck of the woods. No one made them do it. They did it out of the lust of their flesh, pride of life, and so on. But there is something still in this country that speaks Christ. And I just challenge anyone to make the trips around the world that I have made and come back here and tell me I'm wrong. You won't be able to do it. To lose America in the scheme of things, the whole world would fall, my dear friends. No other nation is powerful enough to stand against the nations of the world like America is. Not only through our war instruments, but intellectually, scientifically. We just have so many advances that God has blessed us with. It's not a braggart thing, it's just a reality. But as has so often been the case in history, you get to the top of the mountain and you look down at the rest and you start thinking you're better than they are. That, well, you can even be so ridiculous as to believe you're better than God, wiser than God, more powerful than God, perhaps. But putting aside the deception that has overtaken the cabal, there are a lot of people in this nation that are not even necessarily Christian, but there's a goodness and they recognize goodness in others. They have children they don't want to see destroyed. Some walk around in hopelessness because they see the goodness being unraveled around them. And I'm sure that there are those, oh my goodness, I can remember when I was a child being told these days were coming. A child. I'm 75 years old this year. A child. That is 70 years ago, being told that the things that are happening in America and in the world would indeed happen. None of this has taken me by surprise, not because I'm a prophet, but because I grew up being told these things. I look back now and I think, how did my mom and dad know? Because they weren't the kinds of things that were being talked about in the media. The church didn't talk about them, so far as I know, but my parents would talk about them. How did they know? And now here we are 70 years later, and it's happening in our country. And I want you to know, God is willing to fight for us, because it's not his will to see this nation destroyed. But when he is finished fighting for us, we will fight for the nations of the earth, not to be taken under by communism. And that's why I fight. That's why no matter what I go through, I don't quit. I've already been told by our beloved Jesus what's going to happen if we do quit. He told me when he started this whole thing that we're doing, that if I refuse to accept the commission America would be utterly destroyed and the world with it. This is not a Christian pastor coming to you and talking to you. It's not a prophet coming and talking to you. This is the Lord Jesus Christ I'm standing before. And he told me, I have been trying to get you to accept this commission for 2 years. If you don't accept it now, the offer is going to be withdrawn. And by the beginning of 2001, which wasn't very far, 2000, which wasn't very far, America will be destroyed. I said, what? America will be destroyed. The only thing that stands between that reality and where you stand today is your decision. I said, Lord, I don't understand. And he said, Nita, and he started showing me visions. I saw little children. They were running in the street, and then they were not. I saw older children playing as older children would, and suddenly they were not. I saw families, and I saw mommies and daddies screaming for their children, trying to find their children amidst the rubble of the neighborhood. But they couldn't be found because they were buried under the rubble. I saw grandparents crying their hearts out over the little babies that were born to their children that they will never hold because those babies died in war. He showed me scene after scene, and he said, this is America's future. Will you not help? I said, Lord, I just have never felt like I could. I didn't feel equal to the task. He said, you're not, but I am. And I will fight this war with you before it's too late. But this is the last chance. Needless to say, I agreed. And I cried. I cried for days. But finally, he returned to me with a bouquet of flowers in his hand. And he said, don't fear. We will tackle it and we will win it together. I will not leave you until America is healed. If you will be faithful to me. So it doesn't matter what the cabal believes. It doesn't matter whether the elite of America or the elite of any other country believes anything that they may believe. They will not destroy America. And because they can't destroy America, they will not be able to destroy the world. Sometime in the distant future, things will happen. And there are just things listed in the book of Revelation that cannot be stopped. But it's not God's time. He wants to have a worldwide new awakening take place where millions of souls will come into the kingdom, billions of souls will come into the kingdom. He wants to bring America into the fullness of her calling and help America help the nations come into the fullness of their calling. He said to me just a year and a half ago, he appeared to me in my bedroom, which is usually where he meets with me. And he said to me, Nita, you don't know how much this means to me. We cannot let America fall. Thank you for your faithfulness through all your hardships. But know the pleasure you're bringing to your God. And I say that to you, regardless of what you've gone through as you began to work with us so long ago. You have no idea the amount of souls that are going to be saved because of your faithfulness. You know not the future that we hold because we said yes to Jesus. Satan can make problems. He can cause all kinds of frustrations. He can try to bring hopelessness to your heart. There can be those people you love the most that are in your world that just laugh and mock at the vision of the Lord because they are blind. They don't see. Only those eyes that the Lord opens can see it. So pray for those people. Love them. Don't get angry with them. Understand they need their eyes open. And when it's time, God will open them. But as for you, and as all of us together continue in this warfare, until we see the great signs and wonders that reveal His majesty, until this happens, know God has got the promise He has given us on His lap. He has it in the focus of His eyes every minute of every day. And He will not fail His promises. He will not fail you. Just keep plugging along. Keep believing. Keep praising Him for anything and everything that pertains to your life and to the call that you're a part of, knowing you will receive your reward for your tenacity and your love for this nation. America's sick right now, but He's going to heal her. That is a promise given to Him, given to us. And it's a promise that entails every part of America's reality, the church, the unchurched, the educational system, economics, everywhere you look, at all the power centers of this nation, He is going to pour out His healing. He's going to pour out the revelation and begin to unfold the vision that even the unsaved will see and begin to fight for just because they understand it's right. And America will be what she promised God she would let him make her. And we will help others in the world out of the same trap we have escaped. Thank you for your faithfulness. I love you so much, you have no idea. But what's really important is how much he loves you. And the reward he is going to grant you because you didn't quit. Thank you.